One of the biggest changes to how we plan for retirement just passed the House of Representatives. I'm David Brancaccio. The House has passed a bill that would make key changes to the U.S. retirement system. It would let older Americans contribute toward their retirement for longer, let people wait a few more years before taking money out, and it would require some small employers to offer retirement plans to part-time workers. But one of the biggest changes is an option to convert retirement plans into a type of annuity. Marketplace's Erica Barris has been following this bill. What is the problem annuities might try to solve?
So people are living longer, and they don't know what to do with their own 401ks once they've retired and can access their plans. I've been talking to financial advisors and people who work in retirement for the past few weeks about this, and the one thing just about everyone says is people struggle with when and how to spend their money. Here's how David John, a policy advisor at AARP, describes it.
After a number of years of being automatically enrolled into savings options and having absolutely no real experience on investments, they are now handed a lump sum of money and told, you're the only one who really knows how to deal with this. Have a great life.
And the risk is that people could outlive their money. There are a couple studies that show people tend to spend a lot of their 401k right after retirement, and then they sit on it, not sure what to do.
Any specifics here of the changes?
So this would make it easier for people with a retirement plan to convert what they have saved around the time they retire into an annuity, which is a type of insurance contract that guarantees a monthly income as long as you live. Those are the sorts of payments that traditional pension plans have offered, but not really 401ks.
Why not?
A big reason is liability. Some employers worry that if the insurance company they're working with goes out of business, then the workers could sue their employers. But this bill, the Secure Act, offers some protections for those employers from future lawsuits.
This still needs Senate approval. Marketplace's Erica Barris, thank you. Let's bring on our Friday analyst, Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Hi there.
Good morning, David.
I'm thinking the dominant theme of this last week has to begin with the letter T.
Two things, I guess, beginning with the letter T, Trump and trade. We are all focused on not just the details of trade, but really this sense of animosity between China and the U.S. and the possibility of a new Cold War, not just a trade war.
Now, news from Britain we've been covering this morning. Prime Minister Theresa May has announced she'll be out by sometime this summer. The market's treating this as good news. We have interest rates going lower and stocks going higher.
That's right. And I don't think it's because people necessarily don't like Theresa May. You can't say she didn't try. I think it's simply because the negotiations have gone nowhere with Europe. Parliament has become this sort of anarchic exercise in futility, and traders are hopeful. Maybe with Britain under new management, something will get done.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, the chief economist. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
What's Florida surrounded by on three sides? Water, making the state especially vulnerable to the effects of climate change. Already, some communities are grappling with erosion and lost property. Now they're getting new help from a Republican governor who both acknowledges climate change and is willing to pay to help communities affected. Amy Green of WMFE in Orlando reports.
Satellite Beach is situated on a barrier island between the Atlantic Ocean and 156-mile Indian River Lagoon. Already, there were plans to move the fire station and other public buildings to higher ground. City Manager Courtney Barker says the community also would consider buying out vulnerable homeowners, but doesn't have the money.
Our yearly budget's $12 million, so we're just not in the position to financially be able to do that. That's why I think you need a state fund for those types of issues.
Under former Governor Rick Scott, state employees said, and documents confirmed, there was a ban on using the words climate change. And instead of sea level rise, employees were instructed to say nuisance flooding, something that late night comedians picked up on.
Ah, yes! Nuisance, flooding, moisture, inconvenience. Statewide jacuzzification.
That's John Stewart back in 2015. Now, new Governor Ron DeSantis not only is saying the words climate change, he just got the legislature to put $5.5 million toward helping local governments plan for sea level rise.
This idea, you know, of quote, climate change has become politicized. My environmental policy is just to try to do things that benefit Floridians.
Since DeSantis took office in January with President Trump's endorsement, he's announced plans for a chief resiliency officer, and he'll establish a coastlines program. Most environmental groups are cheering his plan, although some say it doesn't go far enough. Frank Jacalone of the Sierra Club says the plan doesn't deal with emissions.
He needs to get on the bandwagon for movement toward 100% clean energy that will stop pouring all of these, you know, millions of tons of carbon into our atmosphere.
But for Satellite Beach, the policy change and new money to help local communities is a validation of the rising tide. In Orlando, I'm Amy Green for Marketplace.
Today, our series, Brains and Losses, the Bottom Line on Aging and Financial Vulnerability, looks at the balance between protecting people and the right of older adults to use their money as they see fit. Go to the newly redesigned marketplace.org if you miss it on the air. There we have curated a variety of resources about how to protect yourself or an older loved one from financial predators. Experts say it also helps inoculate people when people learn about the most common flavors of scam. We have a list on the website. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.